And welcome back to The Undefeated. I'm your host, Anthony Sawaya. I'm here with the same cast from last week, Dylan, Caleb, and Brayden. How are y'all doing today?
I'm alright.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Just okay.
Pretty good.
What?
Move your mic closer to your mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm okay. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
So this past week, we had the first Sunday of NFL football. We had a couple upsets, a couple surprises, a couple blowouts, which we're going to talk about later on. But first, we're going to start with college football. The number 12-ranked Oregon upset the number 3-ranked Ohio State, 35-28, despite C.J. Stroud throwing for 484 yards and 3 touchdowns. They totaled 614 yards. But Oregon went up early, 21-7, and from then on it was just Anthony Brown and C.J. Verdell stealing the show. I'm going to start with you, Brandon. Are Oregon the real deal?
No, I think they're a great team. Brown just looked settled in the pocket. He looked great quarterback. Verdell was just every carry he had, I thought he was going to break away for 20 yards. So I thought they were a great team. You know, Ohio State, I always see them as an overrated team every year. I think everybody kind of hypes them up too much. But, yeah, I think Oregon, they looked pretty good. Defense looked pretty solid against Ohio State. They got the stops when they needed to. And, yeah, I think Oregon, great team this year.
Little interesting fun fact here. Ohio State, with that loss, lost for the first time in the regular season under Ryan Day. He's been in charge for, 3 years now? That's crazy to think about that. Caleb, any thoughts?
This is the year for a Pac-12 team. They're going to be in there. They will not win, but they'll be in there. That's all I got to say.
Didn't Oregon win a national championship a couple years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think it was before the CFP. It was the BCS or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
They beat Auburn in the final. No, it's Florida State. Dylan?
I really have no thoughts. Huh?
Are Oregon the real deal for this season?
They're the real deal.
Perhaps, right? I guess. I mean, it's only week two, so you can't really say much.
Anthony Brown reminds me a lot of Lamar Jackson. I thought he was really good this past weekend. Moving on to some NFL. We didn't really have any other college football games to talk about. As Thursday night, we saw the NFL season kick off with the Buccaneers beating the Dallas Cowboys 31-29. It was very exciting. Dak Prescott returned, threw 52 passes, 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. 1 interception, I want to say. And Brady threw for 397 yards, 4 touchdowns. Bucks got a 1-0. Cowboys 0-1. And Dylan, you think the Cowboys will contend this year?
Yeah, I already told you that I thought the Cowboys were going to win the division. I think they're going to be good. Also, off topic, I don't know if any of you guys disagree with this, but I saw a lot of it on Twitter about that quote-unquote missed offensive pass interference on the Bucs. So what do y'all think about that before?
I thought it was very controversial. It didn't look much in it.
Yeah, I thought it was a great call by the officials. I mean, both guys making a play for the ball. And you know, that gets called half the time. Half the time it doesn't. So as a ref, I probably wouldn't have called it. So I thought it was a good call.
What about you, Caleb?
I didn't think it was a push-off. Back shoulder throw, corner stumbling, he fell.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad that everyone who thinks that that was a push-off was a little bit biased. I don't even know, but that was definitely not a push-off, 100%. And I, everyone who was like, oh, yeah, Cowboys are going to win. They put some dude on blast, some, like, Twitch streamer on blast on ESPN because he was, like, saying the Cowboys were going to win and then Tom Brady let them down the field, whatever. But yeah, I think despite them losing, they're going to be good this year. Like, sadly, it's not their year.
Never will be.
It's never going to be their year, but they might win more than 10 games.
Yep.
They looked really good, and I was super impressed with Dak Prescott. Dak's back. But besides that, I think Ezekiel Elliott needs to be better. Even though I know it was a shootout game, so some things went down. He obviously didn't get as many carries as he probably wanted, but you know, Dak Prescott's back. It was a good game. The Bucks look great. Defense needs to shore up some things, though.
Yeah, for me, when you were reading those stats off, you said Dak with 1 interception, but let's not speed past the fact that Tom Brady had 2 of them.
Well, Tom Brady's 2 interceptions was like garbage time, Hail Mary.
Leonard Fournette.
And then the Leonard Fournette one is not his fault.
Now, that Leonard Fournette one, you might not say that. It's definitely not his fault, but the Cowboys' defense, you know, let's talk about them for a second. Last year, they're known as one of the worst defenses in the league, and they didn't look too bad against the Bucs. You know, they were getting some stops when they needed to. You know, the first couple drives, they got stops. Just they looked pretty well, pretty good, and I think that they're I think they're going to be pretty good this year. The offense, we just need to find a way to get Zeke the ball more, get him some more touches. But I do think that Dak looked pretty well. Dude, I do think that Dak played pretty well. And I think that the Cowboys are going to win 12 games. 11 games.
Interesting. as we move on to another Texas team who, surprisingly, won their first game of the season. The Houston Texans, behind a strong performance from Tyrod Taylor, who threw 291 yards and two touchdowns in a 37-20 win. Trevor Lawrence, in his debut, threw for 332 yards, three touchdowns, but unfortunately three interceptions, held him back.
First ever regular season loss of his career.
First ever game.
High school, college.
I thought you were saying in the NFL.
No. I'm just saying, like, in general. Like, high school, college, he's never lost a regular season game.
When he was 8 years old, he never lost a game?
Okay, listen, Braden. I don't know about his 8-year-old peewee season. I'm talking about his high school and college football seasons. He never lost a regular season game until yesterday.
And I'm going to ask you this. I know you're a Texans fan over there, Caleb. Was this just a one-off, or are the Texans going to surprise a lot of people?
I think we are going to surprise a decent amount of people. No one thought we were going to be good at all. I don't see this team not winning at least four games.
So you think they're going to win at least four games?
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
I mean, I could definitely see them winning at least four, but I just think...
top five pick.
I think that the...
Which isn't even theirs, because I think they traded away.
Yeah, they probably would, but probably I think that the Jacks just played a bad game, and I think it's going to take time for Trevor Lawrence to kind of get used to the NFL. But Houston did play good, and I don't see them doing that too much throughout the rest of the season. I think they might even be, you know, kind of how Jacksonville was last year, winning their first game, not winning another one the rest of the season. So, you know, I just don't think the Houston, I mean, they're definitely not making the playoffs. They're probably going to be last in the division.
I mean, chance.
There's no chance.
There's
they have
chance.
Zero chance of making the
there's
playoffs.
There's no chance.
First place in the division right now. Our defense is
the first place in the division after one game.
After one game.
Our defense is so sneaky good that...
I wouldn't say
not,
so sneaky
I don't, yeah.
good. I think it's a below average defense.
I totally disagree.
It might be on par with the average in the league, but it's not a sneaky good.
Well,
or good at all.
I don't think they'll be very good, and to answer your question, well, to follow your four win prediction, I think they win two.
I think that was just Tyrod Taylor's like statement game, and he's never going to have one again. He might have one more throughout the rest of the season, but other than that, he's just going to be average Tyrod Taylor, maybe three games and a tie.
You know, he's a good quarterback.
Three games and a tie, so, I mean, you never know.
We are 100%
winning three games.
You said four.
Yeah, you said four earlier.
Okay, you didn't say four or more. That's true.
I heard four.
So, four or more. We're going to win five, let's be honest, guys.
Five?
So, what I'm saying...
I think that's the maximum. That's the ceiling right there.
Your ceiling is five wins. Your floor is one.
Seven. I think our ceiling is seven.
There's no way you win seven games.
I think it's possible, okay? So, Tyrod Taylor, I think he's great. I think he's going to be great all year. Couple bad games.
I'll meet you in the middle. Say ceiling is six games.
Until you think he's going to be great until...
The ceiling is six games, and obviously the floor is now one. But I'd say the average is maybe three.
I think Mark Ingram might die on the field if he gets 1 or 2 carries.
Played great, though.
He averaged okay amount of yards. He's fine.
I mean, when you get 20 carries and you're that old, like, you're...
Everyone scored a touchdown out of our backfield, so I was very pleasantly surprised at our offense.
It's week one. Let's not overreact here. Tyrod Taylor, you know, past year has been injured, and the rookie came in and stole the show, and he never got his job back.
Might happen this year, too. Davis Mills might come in. Look like,
you know, Deshaun Watson might come back, you know.
Moving on to another AFC South team who actually lost this one. The Cardinals blew out the Tennessee Titans. 38-13, Kyler Murray put the Cardinals on his back, threw for 289 yards, four touchdowns, and rushed for another one. And the Cardinals' defense.
I wouldn't even say Murray put him on the back.
It's Chandler Jones. Five sacks, three in the first quarter. Held Tannehill to just 212 passing yards, and Derrick Henry to only 58 yards.
58 yards for the best running back in the league?
I was looking at the
You want to talk about a sneaky good defense? That's a loudly good defense.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Can you imagine a Cardinals Texans game?
I think that
it would be like 100 to nothing. it would be 100 to nothing. Tyrod Taylor would have 20 yards.
I think we play them this year.
I hope they do.
Yeah, they do.
JJ
Watt.
Cardinals
Titans play?
JJ
Watt revenge game here.
Yeah, so the
it's
NFC
just
going to
be straight dog.
NFC West, AFC South meet, so we will see the Titans.
They're going to get dogged, Caleb.
DeAndre Hopkins is going
to
work.
Did anyone else throw that Kyler Murray through off both feet?
Yeah.
Threw like 50 yards in the air and landed right in Christian Kirk's hands.
I mean, because Christian Kirk's the best receiver on the team, you know, A&M alum. Christian Kirk looks great.
Braden?
Oh.
He's a little better than D-Hop.
Okay, so you're saying that Christian Kirk's the best receiver in the league?
You can make a case.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys this. Is the Cardinals actually going to contend this year? We've seen last year all the hype was around them and they didn't make playoffs.
I think they'll at least make the wild card. I can't even guarantee that they can win the division. I mean, that entire division is good. But they'll at least make the wild card.
Yeah, whole division. I think they're the only division that won all four games.
Well, I just want to say something real quick. If we have any undefeated fans out there that have been following along with our shows, if you rewind to last week when we were doing the – or 2 weeks ago maybe, the AFC predictions with the Titans, I said they were going to be overrated. And
it's one game.
They played pretty much like an overrated team. Tannehill was bad. Julio Jones
dropped a lot of passes. I feel like you can't make a case for that after one game. That's like exactly like saying Caleb is – hyped up for the Texans being 17-0.
It's one game, but
it's one game.
Blowout game.
Okay, but
I don't think a team like that should ever get blown out, but, you know, I called it an overrated team.
I mean, that dude had – Chandler Jones had 5 sacks and 2 forced fumbles. They had, like, extremely good defense.
There's no O-line.
Yeah, Taylor Lewan got –
Are you saying that the
destroyed.
Packers are going to be bad all year?
Yeah, you're saying that the Packers are going 0-17 too?
You know, I think if we get a Packers-Texans matchup, the Texans can maybe make a win.
Okay, this dude went from saying the Packers are the best in the NFC. They were taking the one seed and then to get blown up
by
the Texans.
After I've seen what Aaron Rodgers did last week, against the Saints defense.
Yesterday.
Yes, that's still last week.
Last week, wow.
after you see what Aaron Rodgers did, you know, I just don't think he really cares this year. You know, he didn't put much effort into that.
So what you're saying is Tyrod Taylor over Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think anyone would say that, but
no,
sure.
But I'm saying Dak Prescott over Aaron Rodgers, because when you asked that question last week and I told you that Dak Prescott was going to be a top 3 quarterback, he definitely put up top 3 quarterbacks.
Why are you bringing Dak Prescott into this? Well, we haven't even talked about the – well, we did talk about the Cowboys, but why are you bringing him into this?
All right, back to the Cardinals. They look pretty good this year. Yeah, the Southern defense is good. They have good offense, so make a wild card for sure.
Anyone else see the 49ers almost blow a 20-point lead in the last
I was watching the Lions. I was actually watching that game. You know, because I had T.J. Hockenson for fantasy, and I mean he looked great. But the 49ers, yeah, they almost blew it to the Lions, who we all said was going to be the last team, the worst team in football. And the 49ers just they looked good early, and then just started blowing it a little bit.
The only thing I know about this game, like realistically, is from my dad coming into the house and screaming because he almost lost his Yahoo Sports Pick'em game because he picked the 49ers over the Lions and he was having a conniption fit about it, screaming at me. And I was like, dude, it's going to be all right. It's the Lions. They're not coming back.
They had a chance there. It's Jared Goff.
They were driving, too.
Jared Goff looked pretty good.
Jared Goff, underrated.
Oh.
Caleb's bringing all the underrated quarterbacks in. So we're going to move on to the Los Angeles Chargers beat the Washington football team 20-16 as Taylor Heinicke came in after Ryan Fitzpatrick got injured, who is now on the IR after today. So Taylor Heinicke is the starter for the Washington football team. But Justin Herbert threw for 370 yards and a touchdown. Both defenses were really the standout show. And it's a good game, good win for the Chargers, beating a playoff team from last year. Do you think they'll maybe challenge the Chiefs in the AFC West?
No.
No, yeah. They
won 20-16 against the football team.
I don't think
their starting quarterback is now gone.
The Chargers.
So no.
The Chargers had a.
Never mind. I don't know what I just disregard everything you said.
The Chargers. They definitely looked good on defense, but I just don't think their offense has enough to contend with the Chiefs. Like a team like the Chiefs is always going to put up 30, 40 points a game, and regardless of whose defense they're playing, I think, and unless it's the Super Bowl, somehow shock the world, Tampa Bay defense, but. Yeah, I think the Chargers just don't have a chance to contend with the Chiefs because, their offense just didn't look good against the football team. You know, Herbert threw for a good amount of yards, but Eckler couldn't get it done, and I just didn't think they looked too good. So,
it's a win, but it's not a great win when you look deeper into the game. You know, they were losing pretty early. I don't know exactly what Fitzpatrick
No, they really weren't ever losing. They were losing at 1 point, 16-13, but that was about it.
I just think you need to win by more against the football team without Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think they can't contend with the Chiefs. No chance.
Yeah, because when they look at their schedule next week and they see Dallas Cowboys, you know they're fearing everything right now.
Chargers?
Yeah, Chargers. Oh, yeah. They know they're going to lose by 20.
I don't think they're fearing
They got to find
everything.
A way to kind of make it close.
Like maybe a couple things. They're not fearing everything. It's just the Cowboys.
They look at Jerry Jones and they're scared.
They're not fearing Dalton Schultz.
He looks pretty great.
As we
moving on to the next game.
Sorry.
We're getting assaulted, harassed by
we got some construction.
People outside of our studio right now. They're writing hateful words on the window.
They are not liking this week's episode of The Undefeated.
I think they're writing backwards, so we can't read it, and I don't think they realize that.
I think they're calling Brayden mom. What does that say, Brayden?
What are they?
I don't. Anyway.
It does say mom. I don't know what's going on, though.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh, it says your mom. Oh.
These people.
Wow, these kids are five. Typical high school humor, you know.
Yeah. There's another upset as the Steelers overturned a 10-point halftime deficit to upset the Bills.
Did you say upset?
That's an upset,
did
yeah.
Did you just say upset by the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I feel like that's an upset.
You think the Pittsburgh Steelers ever have the chance of being
the
underdog team?
They're going to go 10-0 again? And
no, they don't.
1-4-5?
I feel like that was definitely an upset.
It was. Yeah.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are my favorite to win the division, and I think that they played really good. They have great.
I was going to say it was my favorite to win the Super Bowl after that.
I was like, what? Brayden's just talking at this point. He's just saying words to say words.
They have a great.
The Bills
defense.
Are a better team than the Steelers, so therefore it is an upset.
I don't think they're a better team.
I disagree.
They're not a better Week 1 team.
Yeah. The Texans are the best Week 1 team, apparently.
It's because we got a bunch of guys who like to compete.
You got the best Week 1 team in the league, and then after Week 1, they're going to win 3 games total, and then boom.
They played a lot of guys.
Typical Texans season.
Well, I feel like something with the Texans, they always find a way to schedule an easy Week 1.
How did we get to the Texans?
How did we get the Texans playing the Jaguars in Week 1? Who wanted to see that game?
That's a division match. We play them twice a year.
Okay, but who wanted to see that? Like, oh, Week 1, I want the Houston Texans to play the Jaguars.
Who else did you want them to play?
Yeah.
You wanted to see the Buccaneers
see
and the
I
want to
see a Houston Texans, Dallas Cowboys Week 1.
I feel like that's not a good Week 1.
It's a little Texas match.
I don't think that's a good Week 1. That's not a good starting because I feel like that's a good, like, middle of the year. Or maybe closer to the end of the year.
I think
on like a Monday night
Thursday
game.
Thursday night,
no,
Texas,
okay, yeah, Thursday
Texans
night, maybe.
Versus Cowboys, Week 1, kick off the season.
Maybe like Week 14. You see that. But I don't know about Week 1.
Go back to our Steelers.
Yeah, whatever. We can go back to the Steelers Bills. Upset, blah, blah, blah.
Ben Roethlisberger threw.
Not an upset.
Ben Roethlisberger is fighting Father Time, and he needs to retire.
Their defense still showed that they are a top defense. Josh Allen, 270 yards, only one touchdown. Bills only scored one touchdown. I'm going to start with you, Caleb. Were you surprised that the Bills were that bad?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Clap it up for Caleb.
I mean, I think everybody was surprised.
I was disappointed. I need more from receiving.
And they started off great. Isaiah McKenzie took it down all the way to the 20, and then they ended up getting 7 yards.
Yeah, it's disappointing, honestly. I love Devin Singletary.
He's a great running back.
I need more from the Bills punter. Because that block punt.
What? That was
the most random.
That was so pathetic. How did he took like 6 hours to walk up there.
He's got to do a little shot fake. You know, a little pump fake. Go to the side, boot it for 60.
When I saw that there was a block punt, I went back in. I looked at it. It was the lamest block punt.
It was pretty bad.
Bill's offensive line did not show much. Dylan, any thoughts?
I mean, yeah, typical Bills, they never really live up to expectations.
Yeah, they haven't won an opening game since, I think, 2004.
Okay, well then, if that's really a true statistic, then are we really saying the Steelers are a better team, Brayden? No.
Yes.
It just means that it's just typical Bills back on their
Moving on.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to bounce back. Stephon Diggs is still one of the best receivers in the league.
I mean, when you put him next to Christian Kirk, it doesn't look like it.
Okay. We're not going to talk about him. He's not even the best receiver on this team.
I'm sure he'll play next week. We move on to another upset as the Cincinnati Bengals upset the Minnesota Vikings 27-24 after overtime as Joe Burrow made his return from a long ACL injury through 261 yards and 2 touchdowns, including a long touchdown pass to fellow LSU teammate and rookie Ja'Marr Chase. As another rookie, Evan McPherson kicked the game-winning field goal. Dalvin Cook fumbled on the Falcons driving. Can the Bengals surprise people, Brayden?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's an upset either. I think the Bengals, they have an electrifying offense. You know, Joe Mixon just looked great out there. The Vikings are just a team that always finds a way to go 8-8, you know, disappoint everybody.
You're not lying.
But they still they look like on paper they have a great team. You know
they
what I mean?
They do, except for and then you see, I don't know, you just see them play and they just
And they always, when I watch them play, too, they always look like they are good moving the ball down the field.
They're so, like, yeah, they're strong, and then they have a good defense, and then just out of nowhere, they find a way to lose the game every single time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was an upset, though. I think they were probably more evenly matched than people said they were. But I was still disappointed heavily. You know, typical Vikings fan. I never expected to win that game, but, you know, hope was snatched from my hands.
I feel like the Vikings, you have this false sense of security. You feel like they should be in every game winning. Like, they should win these close games. But the Bengals had a lot of doubts, and I think that's why they were considered the underdogs. But I think team-wise, they're pretty similar.
All right, that's good analyzing there. As we move on to the Chiefs coming back from a 22-10 deficit to beat the Cleveland Browns 33-29. Mahomes threw for 337 yards and 3 touchdowns. Now move to 11-0 in September. Chiefs win their 7th straight opener. Despite, you know, blowing a 12-point lead, can the Browns still contend in the AFC?
Yeah, I think they can still contend, but I don't, dude, they've just found a way to lose that game. I don't think they shouldn't have lost that game. There's no way. I honestly wasn't paying attention whenever they dropped that punt. I thought it was a fake punt. I was like, why in the world are they running a fake punt on their 15-yard line? But I realized he dropped it like 20 minutes later. But so, yeah. But they just continuously find ways to lose games. And yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
I'll take over here with the Chiefs. I think when you have Tyreek Hill on your offense, you're never out of the game. Because when it seemed like they were down, just throw a 70-yard pass to Tyreek Hill for a touchdown. They're back, so... It's never, the Chiefs are never out of it. I think they're a great team. You know, Browns played pretty good in the first half. Just couldn't hold on late, but you can't blame that on them. That's the Chiefs offense just being the best in the league. You know, Patrick Mahomes, best quarterback. So, sure, I mean, it was an impressive game from the Browns, is what I would say from the first half.
Both teams played really well.
Thank you, Gillum.
Good analysis.
Great insight, thank you.
Browns, they just didn't win these close games against the great teams in the league. I was impressed with how they played, but they just got to hold on the first game.
Nice. Moving on, as the New Orleans Saints blew out the Green Bay Packers 38-3. Jameis Winston only threw for 148 yards, but 5 touchdowns. Packers totaled only 220 yards of offense. Rodgers, no touchdowns, 130 yards. 130 yards from the reigning MVP and 2 interceptions. Was this the Packers being that bad, or the Saints just having a good game plan?
I think the Saints just had a good game plan, and I think the Packers just had first game jitters.
Rodgers looked like he didn't care.
Rodgers looks like he needs a haircut.
I like his hair.
I don't even think he wanted to stay.
Can he even see his receivers down the field? Because it didn't look like it.
I think he can, from experience.
He had a curtain? I don't know.
I mean, his throws were just off. I mean, every throw that he made was on the ground 5 yards in front of Davante Adams, to where he can't do anything.
And they threw that pick that was right behind him.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a poor quarterback.
130 yards from the former MVP. 148 for a future MVP, Jameis Winston.
What?
I think Jameis Winston's going to have a good season.
It's a great ad for LASIK's eye surgery. I mean, if you really are thinking about getting laser eye surgery, just look at Jameis Winston. He goes from throwing, 100 picks last season to 5 touchdowns and no picks this first game. So yeah, just get it done. Spend the money, get it done. Doesn't matter if you don't make any money. You're going to be in debt. It's 100% worth it.
It's worth it.
You're going to be able to see.
I mean, maybe Aaron Rodgers needs to get some after that week 1 performance.
Yeah, he looked like he just did not care at all about that game.
Michael Thomas going back to Jameis Winston. Going to be great. Dynamic duo. For the century.
Caleb's having a good time over there. We move on to the last game that we're going to talk about. The Rams beat the Chicago Bears last night, 34-14. Matt Stafford lived up to the hype, threw 321 yards, 3 touchdowns. Rams defense was all over the Bears offense, allowing absolutely nothing going forward. Justin Fields actually got into the game, scored his first career touchdown, but nothing he could do to come back. A quick one: should Justin Fields get the start week 2, Caleb?
He should and he shouldn't. Okay, I know that's...
What? Make up
he
your mind.
He should and he shouldn't. Yes, all right, cool.
He should. He's the best quarterback on the team, but he won't. And that's also fine. I think they need to use him more on certain packages. Bring him in. I think he needs to... They need to throw him, have him throw the ball, so when he gets in, the defense knows it's just kind of run. And I was disappointed with Andy Dalton. I thought he could have been better.
He didn't have a bad game by any means.
I was honestly more disappointed by the Bears' secondary. I mean, Matthew Stafford beat the brakes off of them.
Did you see
that
Cooper Kupp touchdown?
Dude, yeah, that's the one where the dude just completely dropped, like he was gonna run a like a slant or something, and then he's, all of a sudden he's like 40 yards downfield.
Yeah, just a little word of advice here. If you're in a fantasy football league, go trade for Matt Stafford right
now. Don't put the Bears defense
I think
in
Matt
your
Stafford,
don't draft the Bears defense.
I think Matt Stafford is the real deal, and I think he's going to be a top five fantasy quarterback.
And pairing him up with fantasy saver Cooper Kupp is just going to be great for your offense. Just get those points, baby.
Brandon, do you think Fields should get the start?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get the start, but I think he deserves the start because he's the better quarterback.
I think he'll start week 4.
Who do they play? Week 2?
I'm not sure, but I don't think
probably a team they're going to lose to.
I don't think it's going to be anybody good.
Well, if I remember correctly, I think that the Bears were going to be facing off against the Bengals. That'll be on Fox, Channel Fox.
Channel Fox.
Ah, yes, Channel Fox.
Yeah, they play the Bengals next
Fox
weekend.
Channel, you know, the Bears are the 3-point favorites.
Oh, interesting on that.
That'll be a little noon kickoff.
Actually, I agree with Dylan. Week 4 seems probably.
1 Eastern time.
They play the Lions week 4, I think that's one.
And 68% of the people think that the Bears will cover the spread.
You know, Justin Fields cannot go in.
Week 3.
The Red White Rifle returning to Cincinnati. I don't know if it's in Cincinnati. But he's playing Cincinnati.
It is in Cincinnati.
No, it's in Chicago.
It is in Chicago. Never mind.
Doesn't matter. The Red Rifle against his former team. That's 3 touchdowns at least.
The Caleb's loving every quarterback today.
He's underrated.
As we're going to move on to some quick fire game picks, starting off with this Thursday Night Football. We'll start with you, Dylan. Who wins, the Giants or the Washington football team?
Oh, Christ. Oh, my God.
So is anybody actually going to watch that?
Or every team gets a Thursday Night Football, so we will see a New York Jets Thursday Night Football game this year.
Hopefully they're playing the Texans.
No way. Giants, Jets. Are you kidding me? For a Thursday game? Are you serious? Is that what you just said?
No, we're going to get a New York Jets game.
Oh, okay.
And we will have to see
Houston
Texans play on a Thursday
night. No way. Okay, I'll say the football team because, yeah. By the way, my prediction about the first team winning or first team kicking a field goal in the Broncos-Giants game was correct. So, pathetic game.
Nothing.
Yeah, whatever. Pathetic game.
Braden?
Football team. Easy.
Caleb?
Football team, but close.
Yeah, so we're moving on week 4. We get Texans-Panthers on Thursday Night Football.
What a stupid
game.
What
an easy Panther win. Texans. I mean, the Panthers are going to start the season 4-0.
Prime time Tyrod.
They barely beat the Jets.
What a nickname.
I wouldn't say barely.
It was 5 points.
It was 16-0 most of the game. And then
The second half, they scored. All right,
let's move on.
Luckily for us fans, that's the only Texans primetime game. Moving on to the Bills and the Dolphins. Caleb.
Dolphins.
Right.
Bills. Come back week 2.
Yeah, Bills 100% by like 40.
There we go, Bills. I didn't pick the last one. I picked Washington as well. I picked the Bills. Texans, Browns. Dylan.
Browns. Browns by copious amounts of points by like at least 40 touchdowns.
Yeah,
the Texans suck.
Yeah, give me the Browns.
Browns.
I think I hurt his feelings.
Browns. That one hurt him to say.
I could see the Texans making it a little close.
I could see the Texans putting
in the
up
first
at least
3 quarter
points.
And then the blowout. So.
Don't make mistakes against these Houston Texans or we're going to
not score any touchdowns, not do anything offensively.
All right, next game. Panthers and the Saints. Right.
Panthers.
Saints.
Panthers.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, interesting one here. Rams, Colts, Dylan.
Rams.
Yep.
No question.
Rams.
I could see the Colts, but I'm going with Rams.
Rams. Vikings, Cardinals. Brady.
Oh God.
Cardinals.
Caleb.
Cardinals.
Dylan.
Cardinals.
Cardinals. Cowboys, Chargers, Caleb. Mind
Cowboys.
You, it's in Los Angeles.
Cowboys.
Brady.
The boys.
Dylan. I think it'll be the Cowboys, but I think it'll be close.
Give me the Chargers. Seahawks, Titans, Dylan.
Titans bounce back.
Caleb?
Yeah, Tennessee.
Seahawks going to look strong in another week.
I got Tennessee. Huge huge one. Chiefs, Ravens, Sunday Night Football.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
I mean, we haven't. We haven't
the Chiefs.
Just wait till you hear the Monday Night Football.
We haven't seen the Ravens yet. The Monday Night Football, I'm pretty sure, is terrible this week, next week.
It very much is.
Oh, God, I'm not excited.
But I'm gonna go with the Ravens here to beat the Chiefs. You know, I haven't seen them play week 1, but if Lamar comes out strong this week, I see them beat the Chiefs.
Chiefs
as well. Moving on to the Monday Night Football game. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions.
Oh, I mean,
you know, at least we're not getting a Lions Texans primetime.
On paper, that's a good game, but considering the
what paper are you looking at?
Considering the performance of last of
what paper are you reading?
If we're going off performance from yesterday, the Lions should win this game.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, give me the Lions here,
dude.
Give me the Lions.
I'll just say the Packers.
Packers.
Typically.
Jared Goff, baby.
That's a great primetime matchup between Aaron Rodgers and the Goofy Ball.
And thank you for joining us on this Monday afternoon. And we're going to see you next Tuesday for a week 2 recap plus some college football games.